Appreciate the good singing this morning, good prayer, Brad, and thankful to Brother Long for reading the scriptures, and Tommy for the announcements, and we're glad to have all of you folks out here this morning. We have a number of folks that are visiting. Of course, I do too, and I'm just delighted to see my son Tim and my daughter Tabitha, my favorite son-in-law Mark, he's here, and then, of course, two of their children, MJ, my grandson, and my sweet little granddaughter, Sarah Ann. We're glad to welcome them along with all the others that are here today. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Isn't it a wonderful day? Isn't it wonderful we have a mother or we've had one? What a great thing it is to turn to the Bible and learn a lot about a mother. And they're just, I found several of these on here. I thought they were pretty neat. Thanks, Mom, for all you do. Happy Mother's Day. Boy, I wish I could tell my mother that today. If you can, you be sure to do so, okay? And a godly mother, godly woman, how wonderfully good that is. A mother's faith, memories that you have. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, the inspired apostle Paul is writing. Listen to what he has to say. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. I want you to let that passage dwell in your mind for a few moments this morning. Oh, children, mothers, look at the passages that deal with God's truth on that. Lo, children are inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Psalms 127 and verse 3. And then we find in the book of Proverbs, what does he say? Train up a child. Child is important. We love our children. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Show him the way that he ought to go. Isn't that wonderful? And the Bible says, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And then in Proverbs 6 and verse 20, we learn something about a father and a mother. Look what the Bible says. My son, keep the father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Your mother's important. Yes, just like your dad. But here you are not to forsake the law of thy mother. And then I found another one. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Do you know there's a promise linked with that? If you do that, God has made a promise. That promise is that your days may be long upon the earth. And then, if you turn to Proverbs 23:22-25, hearken to thy father that begat thee, and, I've got to dwell on this a moment, despise not thy mother when she is old. When you get older, someday we'll probably realize that, right? Getting older. Isn't it wonderful that God has made it possible for us to have the years that we already have? Appreciate what Tommy had to say a while ago. And Tommy mentioned there, if it's God's will, and that is, all of this is God's will. And we are getting old. But isn't it wonderful that we can still use what we have for the glory of our God? And that's when it comes to a great mother. I tell you what, she never can be too old for you to love, appreciate, and Bible says, despise not thy mother when she is old. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, respect them, that thy days may be long, there it is, upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Yes, many, many scriptures could be found in the Bible. When Paul writes, he says, when I remembered, Paul remembered. There's one thing I remember about my mom, many things, but one thing in particular. On Thanksgiving, we would all make a trip over to Russellville, and there'd be 35 to 40 people in our family with relatives and all meeting in Mama's basement. And Thanksgiving was the big day for my mom. And we were able to do that just about every Thanksgiving. I missed that so much. It was a wonderful gathering at Mama's house. And she'd always say, Guy, are you going to come? Well, I'd say, Mom, yep, good Lord willing, I'm going to come. Ah, what a good memory. And you know what? You all take these pictures all the time. Isn't it wonderful we have these phones that we can just snap a picture and see what it looks like? But I want to tell you something. I really believe if they had pictures back then, if you could find the wallet of Timothy, in that wallet would be a picture of his nanny and his mother, because they meant so much to him. Paul knew that. Here are some characteristics that we see, and the lesson will be yours. Sincere, genuine faith in a mother. In Romans 10, verse 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." It's a faith that is not dead. It is a faith that is genuine. And Paul said, "When I caught a remembrance, I remember something about your family. I remember about your grandmother." And who is the grandmother? She's Lois. And your mother, Eunice. What do you remember about Eunice? I remember that Eunice was also a woman in whom there was a faith that was dwelling in her. A godly woman bringing up a daughter, who brings up the son, teaching them the way that they should go. No wonder, as we read a few moments ago in Proverbs 6 and verse 20, "My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother." Genuine faith is what every mother needs to have. Every child needs a mother who has a sincere, true, unfeigned faith and unhypocritical faith. Lois, Eunice, and Timothy. I suggest to you, number one, the one thing that you remember is not so much the perfection of your mom's faith, but the direction of her faith. The focus that she has in mind. She's looking unto Jesus in Hebrews 12. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus." Show me a woman, a mother, who's looking unto Jesus. I'll show you a child who can be so grateful. That mother is a mother who has faith. And Paul said, "I know, I believe, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which was also in your mother, in your grandmother." What did they do? They lived for the Lord, looking unto Jesus. Number two, you know that she is sincere because of her prayers. There's struggles that a mother goes through. You wonder sometimes how she's going to make it. And what is she doing? She goes before God. You hear this song sometimes, "If I could hear my mother pray again." Isn't it wonderful that you've heard your mother pray? And my friend, let me tell you, be a mother. You young mothers in this building this morning, do everything you can to be just as genuine, sincere, unhypocritical. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15, "Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child," what? "And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Yes, the best sermons you'll ever hear are the sermons that are lived. And a mother needs to be a mother who has a faith that is genuine, sincere. What then will you miss so much when mom goes? I'll tell you what, you'll miss hearing her prayers. You'll miss that wonderful faith that was shining in her. Many moms and dads have made a lot of mistakes. I know I have, and I know my wife has, but we just admit them. Ask God to forgive us. Tell our children we're sorry. And then what do? Pick up and go on. Surely, we want to be a good parent unto our children. Paul says, surely, that faith which was in Lois and in Eunice was alive when dead. genuine, sincere, a faith that is active. Do you notice the word dwelt? Notice that Paul said, which dwelt in them. I suggest to you a genuine faith is not a faith we control as much as a faith we house. We know what our mother believes. We know where she's going to stand. Why? Because her faith is alive. Her faith is active. It's 7 days a week out of every week and month of the year. Surely, 2 John verse 9 points out, whosoever goeth on abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. But he that abideth in the doctrine hath both the Father and the Son. When you show me a woman in which Christ is dwelling, as with regards to Lois and Eunice, Paul said, yes, your faith was one in which Christ dwelt. No wonder the Bible says that those who dwell and abide in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. 1 John 1 verse 7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son does what? Cleanseth us from all sin. And then listen again. Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Colossians 1 verse 27, Paul said, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, what is it, Paul? It's Christ in you, the hope of glory, in Lois, in Eunice. That was the faith that dwelt in them. And Paul said, I'm persuaded it dwells in you. No wonder in Galatians 2 and verse 20, Paul could write, and he says to the Galatians, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ what? Liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the faith, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Christ in you. Christ in Lois. Christ in Eunice. Number three. Not only was the faith that dwelt in these two great women genuine, sincere, and true, not only was it active, busy in the service of the Lord, but it was a faith that they passed on to their children. I am persuaded, Paul says, I am persuaded that faith that was in Lois, that faith that was in Eunice, I am persuaded that they have passed it on to you. Mothers, pass it on. Live right so your children want to be right. Do everything you can for them. Surely, it was a faith that they had that meant something to them. Surely, it's worth everything to know that you have a mother or you have someone whom you love so very much because of a mother passing on that faith. I mean, believe, read your Bibles every day, mothers. Open up that book while that child is still sitting in your lap. Open up that book and you talk to your grandchildren. You open up the book of God. Remember what Benjamin Franklin wrote many years ago. This book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book. We don't want our children to sin. We know how often it is. It's terrible. What we want to do is to be with them, encourage them, and pass on to them what means so very much to us, because walking in the steps of a mother is something that the whole world will take notice of. I suggest to you this morning that faith that is real, genuine, sincere, faith that is dwelling, making one alive, and dwelling in you, is what Paul was so thankful for with regards to this young man, Timothy. I picked up a few poems that I wanted to share with you this morning. One of them is called Mom and Me. Best friends forever, Mom and me. Picking flowers and climbing trees. A shoulder to cry on. Secrets to share. Warm hearts and hands that really care. Can't you see the beauty of that? A mother with a daughter, son. What is she doing? She's not giving them things so much. She's giving them time. So important to them. When you're a child, she walks before you to set an example. When you're a teenager, she walks behind you to be there should you need her. When you're an adult, she walks beside you so that as two friends, you can enjoy life together. Nothing more beautiful than to have a mother. A mother, and on Mother's Day, honor your mother. Respect your mother. As Charlie Christopher always said on Mother's Day, if your mother is still alive, she's not here with you, call her today. And Charlie would say, I sure wish I could call my mother today. He lives on, doesn't he, in our hearts. Do your children know that you believe in them? Do they know they've got a mother that will stand behind them and do all that they can to help them through life? Do your children know that you pray for their relationship with Christ every day? Do they hear you pray? And it's easy to be an encourager when things are going well. We love to cheer our children on, don't we? But friends, sometimes things don't go around very well. The real challenge is when things are not going so well that we do all that we can to encourage them. Paul said in Philippians 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I hear the word of the Lord in Acts 20 and verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Be a doer of the word. Come to church services with your children. Bring your children. Let them know it means something to you. So someday they will tell their children. That's exactly what Lois and Eunice did. They believed in God. They loved Jesus. And they had a son who had such great faith. Faith in the God that both of them served. Sincere? Oh, yes. Living? Absolutely. Passed on? Oh, yes. Friends, that's what we wish for each of our mothers today. If you're in this assembly this morning, you know the gospel, what the Bible teaches us. The Bible tells us to hear the word of the Lord, to believe in Jesus Christ, to repent of our sins, confess Jesus, and to be baptized for the remission of our sins. And you can do that today by simply coming forward and doing the Father's will. And then the Bible tells us that we ought to do what? Walk faithfully with the Lord. In conclusion this morning, I want to read something that's a couple of pages, but I want you to think about it. A young mother set forth on the path of life, asking the question, is the way long? She asked. Her guide smiled and said, yes, and the way is long, and you will be old before you reach the end of it, but the end will be better than the beginning. But the young mother was happy. She would not believe that anything could be better than these years. So she played with her children. She gathered flowers for them along the way. She bathed them in clear streams. The sun shone on them, and life was good. The young mother said, nothing will ever be lovelier than this. Then night came, a storm, and the paths became dark. Her children shook with fear and cold, and their mother drew them close, covered them with her wings. The children said, oh, mother, we're not afraid, for you are near and no harm can come. And the mother said, this is better than the brightness of the sun, for I've taught my children courage. The morning came, and there was a hill ahead, and the children climbed and grew weary. The mother was weary, but all the time she said to the children, children, a little patience, and we're all going to be there soon. So the children climbed, and they climbed, and when they reached the top, they said, we could have not done it without you, Mom. And the mother looked up at the stars when she lay down that night, and she said, this is better than the last day, for my children have learned fortitude in the face of a storm. Yesterday I gave them courage. Today I have given them strength. The next day there came strange clouds, which darkened the earth. War, hate, evil, and the children groped, and they stumbled, and the mother said, look up! Lift up your eyes to the light. The children saw above the clouds an everlasting glory, and it guided them and brought them beyond the darkness. And that night the mother said, this is the best day of all, for I have shown my children God. The days went on, and the weeks, and the months, and the years, and the mother grew old, and she was little and bent, but her children were tall and strong, walked with courage. When the way was hard, they helped their mother, and when the way was rough, they lifted her, for she was light as a feather. At last they came to a hill, and beyond the hill they could see a winding road and a golden gate flung wide. And the mother said, I have reached the end of my journey, and now I know that the end is better than the beginning, for my children can walk alone, and their children after them. And the children said, you will always walk with us, mother, even when you have gone through the gate. And they stood, and they watched her as she went alone. The gates closed after her, and they said, we cannot see her, but she is with us still. A mother like ours is more than a memory. She is a living presence. Mom, I wish I could talk to you. When you have to say it like that, when you know they're gone, don't wait. If you can today hug them, if today, Mother's Day, can cause you to get closer to your mother, then may God bless this lesson, and may He help each mother in this building to be faithful to her God, to her children. And if you're in this assembly this morning and you're not a Christian, it's time for you to become one. Won't you obey the gospel? If you haven't been faithful, ask God to forgive you. He's promised He will. And then put your arm around your children. If you still have children, and do everything you can to encourage them, because you see, today is Mother's Day on the Lord's Day, and it's God who is inviting you to come and find rest in His Son. If you're subject anyway to the gospel, won't you come while together we stand?